his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Will the Son of Man find faith when he returned to this earth? Will he find faith? Will you be able to stand in these times without faith? It's not possible. It's impossible to please God without faith. And here, Jesus is leaving from Jairus' house. Jairus' daughter has been awakened because Jesus says she's only asleep. But the people laughed at him. And so... That's just a prime example of everybody can't go with you. And everybody can't pray with you. And everybody ain't going to pray with you. So you have to be able to discern that who's with you and who's against you. The only ones that was in there with him was Peter, James, and John. And Jairus and his wife. Jairus already had the faith because he asked the Lord to come that she might live. So we know that he already had the faith. All the scoffers and all those that are around that were ridiculing, he put them out. He put them out because guess what? Y'all can't be a part of this because that's going to hinder. And that's the same thing with our words. If God's words say that we're made whole by and we're healed with his stripes, it's already done. And we have to stand on that word. We can't be around no one who stands contrary or talks contrary to what God is saying. And this is where we find Jesus this morning. He's departed from that place. And he's moving, heading back to, I would want to say, Matthew's house. Because that's where he was at in verse 10. At Matthew's house, after Matthew was called, which Levi was called, and Jesus changed his name to Matthew. So I'm assuming that he's back at Matthew's house and he's on his way and two blind men, they're blind in the natural, but I believe they could see in the spirit because they're crying out saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." So automatically they knew that Jesus is the Messiah. And they believe on him. They know that they have faith that Jesus can fix their situation. He can help their situation. Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. That's what blind Bartimaeus said. He was naturally blind. They were naturally blind. But they were walking by faith. Woman of God.
Isn't it amazing that they were blind? It's just like we are when we're in the world. We don't know the Lord.
Come on.
We don't know anything different to do. The enemy has wreaked havoc in our life, and then the Lord turns around and he touches us. And so before I ever knew who the Holy Spirit was or who Jesus Christ was as my Lord and Savior, I remember laying in the bed and I remember two saved ladies in the house talking. And it wasn't something that came to my mind. It's something that came to my heart and my spirit that woke me up and said, and I said, I'm going to be saved one day. And they invited me to church. And see, I know that there's somebody out there that the Lord is dealing with right now. You know it's not going to be popular with your friends and with your coworkers, but that doesn't make a difference. Will it change your life? It will change your life forever. And the Lord is calling somebody right now by your spirit. He's pulling at your heart and you don't understand what's going on. And your friends can't tell you what it is because they're blind also. But listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there. And he said, if I knock, answer. Don't turn him away, but answer him. Answer him, Lord, I don't know who you are right now, but would you reveal yourself to me? Lord, I don't know how to get out of this right now, but will you help me? Lord, I'm in this situation. I have done some things, God, that I can't even forgive myself for, but will you help me? All you have to do is go to him. These men were blind.
Yes.
They didn't even know who he actually was. They were saying, "Thy son of David." I'm sure they heard. I'm sure you heard something from somebody. I'm sure you heard the radio station before, and your heart longs for those things that they say or what we say on the radio station. You can have that too, because Christ died for you, and he wants you to live this day. You know, God said, "I put before you life and death. Choose life." Then you got to choose who you're going to serve this day. He said, if I am God, serve me. But if your other gods is God, serve them. And you know that in the situation that you're in, you serve a lot of things in this world, and it have not helped you to this day. But when you hear about two blind men following Jesus, two blind men, they cannot see.
Come on now, my Lord.
And they're calling out to him. And that's all we have to do is call out to him.
Yes.
You don't have to have everything together. He fixes those things.
Yes.
He just wants you to call out to him, man of God.
Yes, yes, called out to him. Blind, two blind men. How did they know where he was if he didn't say nothing?
Amen.
How they following Jesus? I'll tell you how. Because they're walking by faith. They're not walking by sight, and that's where we are. We can't do nothing with what we see, what we feel, what we hear. We gonna hear the gospel. We gonna believe. So that's all really they had to work with. They faith came by hearing.
And hearing.
Because they heard.
Yes.
Huh? They heard.
The word.
Oh, they heard the word. And so, and they heard that Jesus was there. And so they followed Jesus. But they was walking by faith, because if you close your eyes and you walking, it's hard to follow somebody if they don't ever say nothing where you can hear where the sound of their voice is. So I can imagine that Jesus might have been preaching to him. He might have been ministering to him so they could hear the sound of his voice. They started following him. Are we following Christ today? Are we following the world? Who are we? What are we blind to? Huh? Are we missing this gospel? Are we missing the truth of the word of God? Are we missing this? Are we missing our home being in heaven? Are we going to settle for this world system and let Satan take us to hell with him? Because him and them fallen angels, there's no repentance for them. Huh? Their place is already settled. They got an appointment. They have a reservation. In a lake of fire. That's where they have a reservation at. And the Bible says that hell was not created for me and you. Huh? It was not created for man. But it's enlarging daily, because man's heart is hard. And he choose to follow Satan. He choose to follow Lucifer instead of to follow Jesus. These two blind men decided, guess what? Our situation. It's rough. We can't see. We don't know if it was from birth. We don't know if it was some kind of accident. But I believe in my sanctified imagination that they said to themselves, once they heard that he was at Jairus' house. They heard about the woman that was said, "Daughter, you've been made whole by your faith." They heard what Jesus was doing. So they followed him. They might have been outside Jairus' house, huh? Waiting on Jesus. So they're disciples. They're following Jesus because they know Jesus. What are you following today? What are you following that can't help your situation? Who are you listening to that can't do nothing for you, that can't give you salvation, that can't make you whole and cured, that can't save your soul from a burning hell? Who are you following today? You need to follow Jesus. These two blind men knew. They made up in their mind. They had a resolve. They had a request. Huh? They cried out. for Jesus to heal them. They cried out. And Jesus' response is a test. Jesus said, do you believe that I am able to do this? Huh? And automatically, with no hesitation, they said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We believe. You become what you believe. They believe that Jesus was able to do it. So they became, the eyes became open because they believed on Jesus. They had faith. They had faith in Jesus. They followed him up into the house. They wasn't invited into the house, but they followed Jesus. They were following Jesus. So if they following Jesus, they believe Jesus, they've already received Jesus. So if Jesus have access, so do we. If we're following Jesus, Jesus is in heaven, we have access. Ephesians tells us that we've been already blessed with all spiritual blessings. And that's in Ephesians 1. But in Ephesians 2, it says that God has made us to be seated with him. Huh? God has made us to be seated with him in heavenly places. We have been seated with Christ. So wherever Jesus go, that's where we can go. Huh? He said he was going to prepare a place for us. Where he is, we might be also. So when we're in Christ, we have access. It's our inheritance. But you got to believe. They follow him into Matthew's house. Walk right on in. Then announce, they just walk right on in. Huh? And they got what they was looking for. Because Jesus touched them.
Amen.
That's what we need today. We need a touch from the Lord.
Amen. And Pastor, what excites me so much is that the hearing, faith comes by hearing.
That's all.
And they heard something. You know, you have to hear something. You know, you hear about those people who receive Christ and how their life changed and how God is working things out for them. You hear about them and they are in prayer. And you know, the first thing you do is you run to them and pray for me. Pray for my family. You know that there's somebody connected to God that you know that their life has changed, that it showed you how God changed somebody's life, that you saw it. You didn't see it at first. You heard about it. You know, we always hear about something before we can put our eyes to it.
That's
sometimes
right.
We see it, but God said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
That's
and
right.
I am so excited because those blind men could not see in the natural,
that's right.
but they heard.
That's
and when
right.
you're blind, your other senses are keen.
Yes.
And so now
in
they're listening to everything that goes around and they knew it was different around them.
Yeah.
They knew it was some rejoicing. They knew some things had came to life that they had never had heard before. See, when you start hearing something that you've never heard before, then God starts changing your life.
Yes.
Open your ears so you can hear the word of God. And that's what happened. They were blind, and that's what excited me so much. They were following him, but they were blind. But his voice made a difference to you. You know, when you're talking to somebody, and then you're talking to somebody and say, well, gosh, I feel like I've known you all of my life.
Yes.
I feel like I'm, you know, you want the best for me. You know, it's that kind of sense that you have with that person. God sends people into your life to change your life.
Yes.
And when you hear that, don't run away from it. Don't shun it. Don't turn it off. Sometimes he sends us confirmation through people. Yes, this is me. Yes, I am repeating this to you because I need you to hear this. And these people were blind and they were following Christ Jesus.
Come on, man.
Why? Because of what they heard. And then the word says, faith comes by hearing,
the
word of God. We had the word manifest in the flesh. In John, what it says, it said, in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
That's and my God, he manifests in the flesh. And we beheld his glory.
Yes.
And there he is walking in the midst of us on this earth.
Yes.
Christ on this earth with us. And they heard him.
Yes.
They heard his voice. And they believed within themselves. And then their eyes were opened.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Their eyes were open. And their eyes were open. And Jesus told them, don't tell nobody. Huh? But their eyes are open. Their eyes are already open in the realm of the spirit because they are falling. the Yeshua, huh? They're following the word that is made flesh, like the woman of God said. They're following him, but they their natural eyes are open now. And that's just an example that we can't walk by sight. We can't walk by how we feel. And the things that are going on in this world right now, it'll make you feel some type of way. And sometimes you might feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't feel like praying. You don't feel like teaching. You don't feel like praying. You don't feel like doing nothing. Huh? You don't even feel like getting up and getting yourself prepared for your day. But you got to keep pressing on. And that's what these two blind men did. They kept pressing on because they believed it. And a lot of times, before we get our breakthrough, there'll be all kind of discouragement. Like with blind Bartimaeus, the disciples, they kept telling him to shut up. Keep your peace, huh? Jesus ain't got time to be fooled up with you. But no, listen, y'all already with him. Y'all already blessed. I need a blessing. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. The more he cried out.
Yes.
The more that's why these two men, they wasn't finna let nothing stop them. They followed Jesus right on up in the house, huh? Sometimes you got to get radical, huh, in your faith. You can't be all polite and pleasant. Oh, I wasn't invited in. No, mm-hmm. No. Jesus going in, I'm going in. Because guess what? Just like I just said, if you following Jesus, if you believe on Jesus, if you receive him, you believe this word, you are part of the kingdom. Huh? You are part of the body of Christ. Christ lives in you. The Holy Ghost, his spirit. So you are part of, so wherever Jesus can go, you can go. You have access. Access granted. Huh? Through your faith. Faith is the currency of heaven. It gets you in some places. It'll get you some stuff that money couldn't even begin to buy. Huh? It'll grant you access. So Jesus touched them. Just a touch from Jesus changed everything because they faith. And Jesus told them, look, according to thy faith, according to your faith.
Amen.
Huh? Because you had faith, be it unto you. You'll become what you believe. You'll become what you say. You'll have what you say. It's all in what you say. Jesus gave them, he responded to them by giving them a test. They passed the test. Because he asked them, do you believe that I can do this? Yes, Lord, you can do it. That's why we're following you. We know you can do it. We done heard all that you've been doing. You just left Jairus' house. They might have wanted to give him a testimony, huh? We know what you did over there. We know what you did. We heard you, huh? And we've been waiting on our turn.
Amen.
We've been following you, Jesus. We've been following you. They probably was there at all them. They were listening, huh? They probably was with all the confusion at Jairus' house. Heard them folk out there making all that racket. And heard when they got put out and put in check, huh? They followed right on to Matthew's house so they can get their blessing. They can get their blessing. And they got their blessing. And that's what we have to do. We have to walk by faith. Not only that, he told them, don't tell nobody. Many times Jesus told them, don't tell nobody. But when Jesus touched you.
Come on.
When Jesus, you can't help but tell. Huh? The tears can't help but roll down your face.
Yes.
Huh? You can't help but shout from the rooftops. And that fire that we have when we first believe, huh? When we return to our first love, sometimes the zeal kind of fades a little bit and we get complacent because we feel like we're comfortable because we've already arrived. We've already made it, huh? But we have to keep that fire. When we first believed, we have to keep that fire because we want to tell everybody. We want to lay hands on everybody and cast a demon out. We want to tell everybody about Jesus. We want to lead them in the sinner's prayer. Huh? We got to have that same fire. No matter where you at, you got to tell folk about Jesus. And just like the woman of God said, they're going to pick up on it. Because if you got the Holy Ghost down on the inside of you, Jesus is resident. Jesus walked with them, but Jesus is in us.
Amen.
He's in us. He's a part of our DNA. We are part of his DNA. Huh? His DNA is running through our veins. His blood is in us. So they can feel that and they're drawn. It's not our anointing. It's not our spirit. It's his spirit and his anointing that do the drawing.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost. Unless the Holy Ghost draw, you can't come.
That's right.
Unless the Holy Ghost. Only thing we are to do is to preach the word, to teach the word, to present Jesus to you, to offer Jesus to you. Huh? It's up to you to accept it.
Yes.
You have a choice today.
That's right.
Who you following? Who you going to follow? Who you listening to? Hmm? Has your situation changed following them? Think about it.
Amen.
If it hasn't changed, then you following the wrong one. If it ain't Jesus, because there's no other way. That he's the only, he's the way, the truth,
and
the life. Life is in him.
Yes.
That's why Jairus said, Lord, come. She's dying even right now. She was still alive when I left the house, but I know she's dying, and I'm sure she's dead by now. But come with me and touch her so that she might live. Huh? And that's the kind of faith we got to have.
Yes.
Lord, if you said it, Lord, that settles it. I'm good.
Yes.
I'm going to stand on it. Come hell or high water. I don't care what happened. And a lot of times it get worse before it get better, because that's a trick of the enemy.
Amen.
The enemy wants you to give up. He'll whisper in your ear, that ain't going to change nothing. You're going to always be like this. The devil is a liar.
And can I tell you, if God has given you a word, and I want you to get up with that word every morning, and I want you to bless his name.
Yeah.
Give him glory.
Give him glory.
Oh, give him praise.
Come on now.
Give him thanksgiving.
Stand on it.
He said, don't be anxious for anything, but in all things in prayer and thanksgiving and supplication. Give him thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Give him thanksgiving. Give him praise in all things.
Thank you,
give
Jesus.
Him praise. Give him all things. He said, didn't say for all things. He said, in all things, give him thanks,
whatever.
Give him praise, glorify God, and watch God move in your situations. I know in 2 Chronicles, the men of God was going out to a war, and God said, you know what? You ain't going to have to fight in this battle.
Come on,
just he assigned the praise. Just go praise me. Just go give me glory. Just go give me thanks. And see, when you start praising God and thanking him for the things that he has already done in your life, those things will bring gratitude into your heart, and it moves God, and he will move on your behalf. You don't even have to do anything. All you have to do is go to God and give him the glory that is due to him. Hallelujah. That's what they were doing. Son of David.
Oh God,
it was calling on him. Listen, Jesus. I don't know what else to call you. I can't call you Savior right now, because you have not saved me. But if you touch me, you change this little girl. But I know you could change me. You bought it a life. I know you could bring the blind is back. I know you could bring my sight back. See, all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. He said, those who call upon me, I will no wise cast out.
Yeah.
Those who come to me, I will no wise cast out. Those who call upon me, I will save. Call on the name of the Lord. I don't care what condition you're in.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're going through. Yes, if your heart is beating fast right now, God is talking to you right now. The Holy Spirit is drawing you right now. Don't close yourself off.
Yeah.
Don't harden your heart, but yield unto the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I yield unto you, Lord. I don't understand it, Lord, but I need you today. Just yield unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Call and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things.
Yes, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. That's awesome right there. And you can feel the Spirit pulling on you right now. I know. I feel y'all out there, because I know you're out there. And because God gave this word, he want us to go back to this right here and finish this knife chapter out for a reason. It's for somebody.
Amen.
It's for somebody. So, and not only that, listen to this right here. There was a man possessed with a devil, huh? A dumb man, what they called him. And when the devil was cast out, they kept bringing him to Jesus. Jesus kept going. And if Jesus wasn't going, they was bringing him to Jesus. So Jesus was continuing in the ministry. He never stopped. He never stopped. He never stopped until he ascended into heaven. Jesus was continuously ministering. And so this man is possessed. He's dumb. They bring him to Jesus. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never seen in Israel.
Come on.
And see, that's what the woman of God was just saying. You seeing something that you ain't never seen before.
Come on.
These men's eyes were open.
Yes.
They seeing in the natural.
Yes.
What they ain't never seen before.
Right.
They hearing some stuff that they ain't never heard before.
Right.
They feeling some stuff that they ain't never felt before. They being moved in a way that they ain't never been moved before.
Yes.
So this is the atmosphere that Jesus creates when he come in.
That's right.
That's why you have to have a relationship with him. Because it makes the atmosphere conducive that miracles can happen.
Come on.
That God can use you to reach other folk, huh? To help pray them through, to stand and agree with them, to touch and agree. Because that's power in two agreeing. Huh? The Bible says that if two agree on anything on earth, that it shall be done in heaven. And that's power. So God can use you if you have a relationship. If Christ is on the inside of you, then it's contagious. It can go to someone else if you convince them or persuade them to believe.
Amen.
And to receive. So this they're seeing, they marvel. But you know the Pharisees always got something to say.
Come on.
Huh? They're going to say he casting out devils. Huh? In the name of the prince of devils. And that's Satan. Huh? Now, how is Satan going to cast out devils? He ain't going to cast his own out. Huh? No, this is what the hypocrites did because they were hypocrites. So they got to try to rationalize, huh? And take the light off of Jesus because he is the light.
Yeah.
And he was shining light on their darkness. Yes. He was shining light on their darkness.
Yes.
So this is where they're at. But see, this is what really got me right here. But when he saw the multitudes, he didn't pay them no mind, the Pharisee. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. He done been healing. He done been delivering. He going about doing what he do. He was moved with compassion. That means he had love in his heart for them because they fainted. And that fainted means they were distressed. They were in a lonely, low place, huh? And were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd. They were lost.
Yes.
Wondering.
Yes.
And Jesus and then saith he unto his disciples. This is what Jesus said to them. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest.
Amen. Amen.
Woman of God.
So if you are out there and you're distressed this day and that you are going through some kind of tribulation, or you may know the Lord,
yeah,
and you just have not seen things change in your situation, I encourage you just to call upon his name. I encourage you to praise him.
Yes,
to get out of your chair, get out of your bed, get out of whatever situation you're in, and walk around and praise the Lord and tell him how grateful you are to have him in your life, how much that you love him and appreciate him, how you need him to move in your situation,
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you want him to bless his name today, and how important he is to you.
Yes.
I mean, don't give up. Don't give in.
My Lord.
Just get up, open your mouth, and call on his name. His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.